Amen and amen. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, O God. I decree and declare traveling mercies, O God. I decree and declare restoration, God. I decree and declare healing, O God. I decree and declare joy is our portion, O God. I decree and declare our household belongs to you, O God. I decree and declare walking in divine healing, Jesus. I decree and declare goodness of the Lord, O God. I decree and declare renew of in spirit, God. I decree and declare oneness in you, O God. I decree and declare divine health, O God. I decree and declare a clear understanding of thou truth, O God. I decree and declare wisdom and knowledge and understanding, O God. I decree and declare love. I decree and declare abundance, O God. I decree and declare cash flow. I decree and declare relationship healing, O God. I decree and declare soulmates, O God. And I decree and declare we are rich, O God. I decree and declare, O God, success. I decree and declare that we are perfect, whole, complete, and divine. I decree and declare everlasting love, and I decree and declare we are an overcomer. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Now, Prophetess Darlene, can you open the line so we can speak in our heavenly language?
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
Hallelujah. God giving power. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this new day even now. Father God, I want to thank you for being Jehovah Rapha. Thank you for being our healer even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for every life here on the line even on this morning, Father God. Father God, touch our families, touch our households even now, Father God. Father God, protect us as we come and as we go even now, Father God. Father God, touch our minds and our hearts and our spirit even now, Father God. Father God, we desire to be more like you, Father God. Father God, thank you for peace even now, Father God. Peace in our homes, peace in our hearts, peace in our spirits even now, Father God. Father God, allow your agape love to show forth through us even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for your everlasting love even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for making us victorious even in this season, Father God. Father God, thank you for your heavenly abundance even now, Father God. Father God, allow us to rest peacefully even now, Father God. Father God, any spirit unlike you, Father God, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, Father God. Thank you for the power in the name of Jesus even now. Father God, I want to thank you and give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. I love you, Lord, and thank you for life. Thank you for love. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your mercy, your goodness, your love, your loving kindness, and for allowing us to come together again on one accord in unity, God, to pray, to speak to you, Lord, to lift up our voices so that you will hear us in the morning, God. You said in the morning we would lift up our voice. Thank you for this new day that you have created and allowed us to see it, God. Thank you for each and every prophet on the line, God. Thank you, God, for your mercy towards us, because your mercy endures forever. Thank you, God, for your loving kindness. Thank you, God, for awakening us this morning, clothing us in our right minds, God. Thank you, God, for your mercy. And God, I just ask you to look upon those people in Puerto Rico who are suffering without water and electricity. Help them, God. And thank you for those who are moving by your Spirit to help. Thank you, God, for recovering that's happening around this country, God, from the devastations of the hurricanes, God. God, this is your earth. Your earth, you made it, God. But we thank you, God, for what you're doing in the lives of people. And I ask you, God, to remember each and every person on the line all across the country and those who are out of the country. Bless them in a mighty way, God. Bless them. Bless them in their going and their coming. Prosper them. Give them peace. And hear them as they call on you, God. And I thank you for loving me, Lord, and for healing my body, healing my emotions. Thank you, Father. And thank you, Father, for prayer, because prayer changes things. And God, thank you for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson coming out of the hospital, rehabilitation, being home with her family. Thank you, God, for that recovery. And thank you, God, for the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah and the company of prophets and for the Jordan family. Thank you for the prophets, God. Thank you for what you're doing in their lives, and thank you for the vision that you've given the Master Prophet and Prophetess Deborah. Bless them, Lord. Keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. Thank you for each and every prophet on this line tonight, God. Thank you for your mercy towards them. Thank you for your love and your patience with us, God. And bless the prophets who were not even able to make it on tonight to come on this call. Bless them as they sleep. Bless them in their going and coming. Bless them on their jobs. Prosper them, God, and give them peace. And thank you for their service, God. And thank you for the new things that you're doing in our lives. Thank you, God, for prospering us and making us whole. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Father God, we bless your name and we thank you for this time. It's such a pleasure and honor to be before you, God. God, we thank you for everyone on the line today, connected here on this day. You always know us, God. You know our names. You know who we are. You know what other people don't know, Father God. And you know we're here standing in a space where others may not be able to at this moment, Father God. I'm asking you to touch each and every one of them continuously on this line and their Father, and their family, God. And just bring salvation, Father God, healing to those who are standing in proxy of that. I will love the Lord, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I thank you, God, for this, and I thank you, God, for family in this hour, God. I thank you for community, Father God. I thank you, God, for the people, even though the government might be slow to move, Father God. I'm giving you a thankful community that is reaching out, who you move through them to reach out, to gather and strengthen them to do what they have to do, Father God. I thank you for favor with businesses and networking, God, in this hour. I thank you for wisdom, Father God. I thank you for strength, Father God, to get up, to wake up, Father God, to walk in the bodies that we have, Father God. I thank you for our leaders, Archbishop Jordan and Pastor Jordan, Father God. Thank you for awakening them to this journey. And I thank you even for the King of God and Father God, who has received them in love and open arms. We thank you for their covering and their protection in this hour, Father God. I thank you for the school system, Father God, because I know you're going to move. You're moving even in that. Thank you for favor with people and housing, Father God. And of course, Father God, we thank you for the connection, the newness, the new jobs, Father God. We decree and declare in this hour victory in contracts, Father God, victory in power over all things, Father God. We thank you for restoration and recovery, even with Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Father God. Thank you for her family, their strength, and anything that they need, financial blessings, covering, Father God, anything that they desire. We thank you for those things coming into play, Father God. We thank you for peace of mind, Father God, peace of mind coming to even the people in Puerto Rico and even Mexico and those lands, Father God, that need, Father God. We know that they can go to you, Father God, when man lets them down. We thank you, Father God. We're blessing your name in this hour. Thank you for Prophetess Naomi Cook, Father God. Just touch her body, Father God, in this hour, and her family, Father God. Thank you for Prophet William Richardson, Father God. We know that you got him covered. We're blessing your name for that, even in Father God, this time we thank you for Prophetess Darlene Gray for being a yes, Father God, and standing in love and in her heart, Father God. Continue to just look over her and cover her and her family, Father God. Thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the people in ministry, Father God. Cover them, Father God. Awaken, restore, renew, Father God. Give them a newness even in the pulpit, Father God. Touch Zoe Ministry, Father God, the prophets and the ministers who are here in America, Father God, bless them and strengthen them and cover them, God. I thank you for my family, God. I'm holding them up and staying in a space of salvation and healing for them and more love, Father God, and togetherness. I give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory, and I love you, Father God. Thank you for forgiveness, Father God. I love you, and I love you. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. We make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. We serve the Lord with gladness and come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pastors. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth will endureth to all generation. Heavenly Father, we want to give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, O God. O God, we want to thank you, Lord, for bringing us safely through the night into this glorious new day that you have given us, O God. God, thank you, Lord, for awakening our minds and stimulating our hesitating will, God, so we may continue to serve you, O God. O God, we want to thank you, God, for giving us patience, God, and whatever trial that we may go through, God, thank you, Lord, for being there and being our protector, God. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for leading us in your righteousness, oh, God. We want to thank you, God, for guarding us against corrupting words and false priorities, God. God, we want to thank you for making us, giving us a clear way and a clear mind, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for letting us be in your holy will, God. And we want to thank you, Lord, for directing our minds towards your commands, oh, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh, God. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for peace that passes all understanding, oh, God. Oh, God, we want to thank you, God, for the right divine relationship, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for relationship healing, oh, God. Oh, God, we want to thank you, Lord, for even helping the youth to understand that education is not complete unless that they pursue the school of you, God. as well as the school of the world, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for our mission that you have given us, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, Lord, for letting us be an overcomer, God. And God, we want to thank you, Lord, for peace that passes all understanding. Lord, we want to thank you, God, for the leaders, your leaders, God, and for giving them direction in their lives and in the life of your people, God. God, we want to thank you, God, for comforting and graciously regarding those who suffer affliction and visit them, God. Thank you, God, for healing your prophets, oh God. And thank you, Lord, for Prophet William Richards, oh God. Thank you, God, for bringing him back here on the call, God, and being that mouthpiece for you, oh God. Oh God, we want to thank you, God, for making us the head only, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for your perfect law of liberty, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for cleansing our hearts of all selfishness, oh Lord. Oh God, and we want to thank you, God, for giving us joy and also a willing heart to follow you, Lord. We want to thank you, God, for patience to do your will in this new day, oh God. And God, Almighty One, we want to also thank you, God, for a privilege. It's a privilege to live here, God, in this wonderful country, oh God, that we live in. We want to thank you for that, God. We want to thank you, God, for giving us a cheerful heart, God. And God, we want to thank you, Lord, for travel, God. We want to thank you, God, for giving us travel and protecting us through air, land, or sea, God, and keeping us safe wherever we may be, God. And we want to thank you for continuing to look on our leader, Master Prophet, and the leading lady, Prophet Deborah Jordan, and their children and family and all that went on that journey with them, oh God, to Ghana, God. We want to thank you, God, for keeping them all free from accidents and harm to the body or soul, God. And thank you, Lord, for keeping them mindful of your presence, love that you have for them and bringing them home safely, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for keeping the enemy under our feet. And whoever form against us shall not prosper, oh God. And whoever rise against us in judgment is already condemned, because when you arise, oh God, the enemy scatters, oh Lord. And thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, our family, our loved ones, and all around us, God. We want to thank you, God, in your masterful name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, we are coming boldly before your throne once again in unison, agreement, standing on one accord, opening our mouths and saying, thank you. If we had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough to praise you for all that you do on our behalf. So, Lord, I thank you for placing your divine hedge of protection around us, because it is in you we trust. And as you turn around the civil unrest, I thank you for taking the pride off of the government leader's chest. For there is no other God beside you, and as your righteous people, we will worship you in spirit and in truth. Thank you, Lord, for giving us sight beyond sight and being able to open up our mouths with prophetic communication. Lord, I thank you for the turnaround and the good, great praise report of our prophetess Cynthia Dawson. I thank you for the turnaround and the great praise report of our prophet William Richards. And Lord, right now I'm also lifting up Sister Kimberly Gaines unto you, Father, on behalf of Prophetess Tamina Hodge. Thank you for surrounding her in the hospital room right now. And thank you for the turnaround, for she is perfect, whole, and complete. I thank you, Lord, for covering our Archbishop, Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan, the Company of Prophets, and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan as well, as they continue to do the move of God on your behalf, the mission work in Ghana, West Africa. And Lord, I thank you for all the prophets that are on this line, not on the line, the family members represented, for everyone that is on this line as well. And Lord, I thank you. We give you the praise, the glory, and the honor forevermore. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you that you grant us peace in the land, and that we lie down, and no one shall make us afraid. Thank you, Lord, that you remove the wild beasts from the land, and the sword shall not pass through our country. We thank you, Father God, that we will pursue our enemies and they will fall by the sword before us. We thank you, Father God, that 5 shall chase 100 and 100 shall chase 10,000 and our enemies will fall before us. For no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Father God, that you said in your word that if, when one comes against you, comes against us, they must flee 7 ways. We thank you, Lord God, when the enemy comes in, the Holy Spirit, like a flood, lifts up a standard against him. We thank you, Lord, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. We bless you, Father God, that you look upon us with favor and make us fruitful and increase us, Lord God. And thank you, Lord, that you keep your covenant with us. And we will still be eating last year's harvest when we will move it out for the new. We thank you, Lord God, that you put your dwelling place among us and will not abhor us. We thank you, Lord, that you walk among us and you're our God, and we abide in you and your word abides in us, and we shall ask what we will and it shall be done. We thank you, Lord, that we are your people and you are our God. We thank you, Lord, that you brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. We thank you, Lord, that we are your royal priesthood and your holy nation. We are your witnesses, and you told us if we declare a thing, it shall come to pass, for we shall have whatsoever we say, and we say we are victorious. We say we are healed. We say we are restored. We say we have debt cancellation. We say that there is no lack among us. We say there is no sickness, for no sickness or disease shall come nigh our dwelling. We thank you, Lord God, for the power of God that flows through us even now, touching heart to heart and breast to breast. We thank you, Lord God, that the anointing of God flows even on this call, touching everyone at the point of their need, at their heart's cry. We thank you, O Lord, that you bless every place of employment and that your peace rests there and your people have peace in their places of employment, and every adversary is bound and defeated. We crush the head of the boa constrictor. We crush the head of every fiery osha, every fiery serpent. We quench every fiery dart of the wicked, and we reroute the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, and we bring every adversary to an open shame. We thank you, Lord God, that they shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh us. Only with eyes shall we behold the reward of the wicked, because we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we say, Lord, you are our refuge. You are our fortress. You are our God. In you we trust. We bless you for our Archbishop. We bless you for our pastor. We strengthen their hands. We undergird them, Father, and we command the power of God to rest on them even afresh. Fresh oil shall pour even now. Fresh strength shall pour even now. God, revive, revive, revive. Lord God, as they pour out, as they give out, let strength come to them even now. We bless you, Father God, for our parents. We bless you for our elders. We thank you for blessing Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophetess Naomi, Lord God, Prophetess Regina Turner, those, Lord God, who said, pray for me. We bless them even now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, Prophetess Bethany, please give the announcement.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, God bless you, one and all. Powerful prayer on this morning. Want to invite each and every one of you on the line here to join us at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard right here on this line with our very own Master Prophet. as he is updating us and going into a powerful teaching on the morning conference call. That's 9 a.m. Eastern Standard right here on this line. Also, join us at 12 noon for our Pop Life radio show. The Prophetess Joshua, Prophetess Jessica, and Prophet Joshua Jordan are coming on the line as well, updating. And I want to encourage those of you on the line to join us for the 12 noon hour. And then join us back here at 11:50 for our midnight cry. God bless you, one and all. And Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. And once again, I'm going to challenge you to invite someone to the call. Amen. Let's double these numbers, people of God. We cannot be stagnant. Let's push. Let's expand our borders. Amen. And what you do for the man and woman of God, God will do for you. And Pastor desires to see this ministry, prayer ministry, expand. Be a yes. Amen. Be a part of the growth. Be a part of the advancement of this prayer ministry and watch God increase and expand you. Amen. And if this prayer ministry is a blessing to you, amen, sow into this anointing. Sow into this anointing. Amen. Lay an altar before the Lord of gratitude and appreciation for the answer that he's brought forth to you on this morning. Amen. Make the Master Prophet and Pastor glad. Bless them as they've blessed you and prepared this place for you to be ministered to. God bless you and good night.
God bless you too. Good night.
Dead.